Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. To watch live, please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube. If you can't make the live show, please leave us a voicemail. The Cosmic Channels are now open. All right, we're back for part two of the Cosmic Channels Marathon. And I believe we have a caller that's waiting on the line right now. Let's bring them on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, we're doing well. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Ken. I'm calling from Battleground, Washington, just north of Vancouver, Washington.
All right, on. Close to us, actually. Not too far.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Were you guys doing anything tonight? Like ghost stories, everything, just like usual?
Yeah, whatever you got.
Whatever you want, man.
Right on. Well, I got a ghost story.
Perfect.
In the house that I grew up in when I was a kid. This happened, 20 years ago now. Holy crap.
Time flies.
I was 19. Yeah, right. 19, got my first job. I was working nights. And the house, a little backstory, the house that we grew up in was built like in the 1910s, way back in the day. And it ended up being like a brothel. And the guy nice. Who ran it ended up like killing one of the girls in there.
Not cool.
Not so nice. Not cool.
Yeah, not so nice. But we didn't know this when we moved
took
in.
A turn.
Didn't find that out until...
Lady!
Yeah. We didn't find that out until later. My brother did like some research on the house and found out what it used to be, and that explained a lot. But anyways, I came home one night, and my mom would always just put all the leftovers of dinner in the fridge, and I'd come home, get them out, throw them in the microwave and whatnot. But in the kitchen, our refrigerator door would like open up and block off the door to like the living room. And so I had the refrigerator door open, loading all the leftovers on the counter. And I closed the door and I look over and there's this girl in a white dress just staring at me. And I don't have any sisters. The only woman in the house is my mother. Mm-hmm. So no sisters, just a bunch of boys, right? Scared the ever living, you know what, out of me. And I like crawl across the counter trying to crawl out the window because I didn't know what was going on. And as soon as I turned around and looked back, like she was gone. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And my mom gets up and she's like, what the hell is going on? And I was like, I don't know. There's a girl standing right where you're standing now. And she's like, what? You're crazy. And it was, you know how it goes. You see it, everybody else doesn't. Everybody thinks it's kind of weird.
Right.
So, yeah. And then that was the first experience. About, I don't know, 2 or 3 months later, I was helping my parents put all the Christmas decorations back in the attic. And I was the only one up in the attic. And I'm kind of looking down through the hole, waiting for people to hand me up boxes. And all of a sudden, something grabbed me by my shoulders and tried to dust me back down through the hole.
What?
Yeah.
Serious, forced you.
Yeah, like I was, an athlete, pretty strong at that time, working hard labor, swinging a damn axe in a mall and all that,
Yep.
And I couldn't stop whatever was pushing me, trying to push me through the hole. And then as soon as my brother came out to hand me something up through the hole, gone. Nothing there.
Oh,
and my
fuck.
Brother looks at me, and he's looking at me, and I guess I was, like, sweating, red-faced, like, you know, how it gets when, like, you're trying to struggle. And he's like, you all right? And I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on up here. I'm getting the fuck out of here, and I'm going to my apartment now.
Oh, absolutely. No kidding.
I had never stepped back foot back in that house since. Since then, my parents have moved on.
Yeah.
Bought a ranch out in the middle of nowhere now. So, yeah, never once went back to that house.
Smart.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's about it. Yeah, the way we found out what had happened was my youngest brother did like where are you from report in high school and did some research, and it ended up that place was like a brothel bar of the old neighborhood from when this neighborhood was built. And then the guy who owned it ended up like murdering his daughter and a couple of the girls that worked there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy. And I guess one of my other brothers had a encounter with the girl also, but I don't know whose story, obviously.
Oh, so it's like something regional or something?
Maybe. Like, he had the same type of experience in the same house that we grew up in.
Mm. But this... It didn't follow bedroom. You. It hasn't followed
no,
you.
No. I've never had another experience. I mean, well, anywhere else other than in that house.
Well, consider yourself lucky on that front, I guess.
100%. Yeah, definitely. I think it's centralized on that house, you know, like the pain of what happened there, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's usually those events of like extreme. When it leaves a mark like that.
Yeah, I think like she's just trapped in that house because she was, you know, taken out at a like, young age and pretty violent. I guess he had like hit the bodies in an old chimney that was there. Yeah, it was a pretty rough. My brother's like, I don't want to publish this in my senior project, where am I from? Yeah. Paper.
No kidding.
So yeah, that's about it on that one.
Oh fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
Pretty nuts.
Terrifying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully you stay instant free for some time to come, and that's just a distant memory.
Yeah.
Definitely, it was pretty traumatizing. First, you know,
18-19 year old kid. Could imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, brother. Hey, thanks. A few months after that. Sorry, don't want to take too much of your time.
No, that was great. That was good. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks for the call.
All take right, care. Have a great
enjoy
have
your
a good
guys
night.
Stuff, man. Thank you.
All right, cheers.
Bye.
Whew.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Girl in the white dress.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, that's like just under like spooky kids.
The girl, like the ghost like that?
Yeah. I'll take knockers over a girl in the white dress. 100%.
Well, knockers seem like they're actually like helping you. But also also terrifying you at the same time.
Exactly. Right?
That's what they live for.
I mean, if we're able to choose our paranormal activations, I'm taking a set of knockers.
Any day.
All right?
Big set of knockers.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like another call has just popped on the line here.
Surprise,
hello,
surprise.
Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Rob from UK.
Rob from the UK. The second. It's even later.
Wow.
It was almost 4 o'clock in the morning or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm about to start work.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you had to sleep first. You're all right.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got for us tonight?
Discord while she sleeps that wrote the book Succubus.
Oh, hell yeah. How's that going?
Oh, yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Cheers. Plug your book. Where can everyone get
book?
It? Who's listening?
It's called Succubus. It's about a sleep paralysis demon. You've got a bit of crossover into the underworld and a bit on Earth, a bit of a sexy time in there.
There you go.
All right.
It's got all the goodies.
Some knockers.
And if people are looking for a new book, is it a... Where is it available?
It's all available on Amazon. Just search for R.T. Graver and you'll find it. And a couple of my other works are on there.
Hell yeah.
Right on, woo, man.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd get through before.
No, you're good. We appreciate you trying. Appreciate you calling. You're on the line now. So what do you got for us?
So this happened when I was about 18, 19. I was staying at a hotel in London with my girlfriend at the time. And we'd gone out. I got like a tax rebate, so I thought I'd spend money on us. It'd be nice for her. Went out for a fancy dinner, went to a bar, got all relaxed and everything. Went back to the hotel room in the evening. I was too relaxed to do anything, apparently, so I fell asleep.
It happens.
Hey, we've all been there. Hey, yeah, we've all been there.
And then I woke up a bit later on. The TV was still on, but it was on. I remember falling asleep to Big Bang Theory. Like, say what you will about it, I enjoy the laughs.
I watched it. It's fun.
It'll definitely put you asleep. So I'll
get you there. And then I rolled over because the TV was still on, but the lights were off. So I rolled over just to say night, and there was like a shadow behind her against the wall. And I was just like, "What's that behind you?" And she was like, "What do you mean, what's behind you?" And I said, "That shadow." And she was like, "There's no shadow there." So she rolled over, didn't see anything. But I was adamant there was something there over her. It looked like a man with a hat.
Oh, no.
It was creepy, just like Shadow Man. And then I just was sleeping with the lights on. So I went and turned the lights on just to make a point that there was nothing there to her, to put her back to sleep. And then I just couldn't sleep the rest of the night. I started researching it in the morning, couldn't find anything for a while. And then I came across something about apparently in like the 14, 1500s in that part of London, there was a Shadow Man. He wouldn't do anything like nefarious or bad or anything, but he was a known figure in that sort of time. So I think that was him. It was just a creepy experience.
Oh, so he's been around that area for a while.
That's his fucking hat, man.
Yeah, was he wearing a hat?
Slubated.
It looked like, yeah, it was like a bowler hat.
A bowler? Oh, it was the hat man.
Yeah, it's a hat man, for sure.
Bowler.
Yeah.
Bowler.
He was just looking for, he's out, he's cruising the countryside looking for ladies' names for Mambo number 6.
Stockpiling.
Right, that's what he's doing.
Well, he's wearing a bowler hat, so it's like, does he switch hats based on his location? Since in the United States, yeah, he's usually in the UK, like a large wide brim hat,
clockwork orange thing going.
Right, he's got to be wearing the bowler.
Yeah, that sort of time era. You never know.
But you haven't seen him again. He hasn't tried anything else.
I haven't seen him. I've tried to give myself sleep paralysis just for the jokes of it, but it didn't work.
How do you try and give yourself sleep paralysis?
You can take mine.
Yeah, take Dan's. He hates it.
Obviously, the whole process of it, because I've had it before, like, through no fault of my own, but I've tried to do it myself. You basically lie there on your back as still as you can, face up. You put the palms of your hand on your bed, like flat, and then you sort of start working your muscles from your feet up to your head, just sort of like tense them, and then like your calves, your thighs, your stomach, your chest, and then sort of, you fully relax your body, you just don't move for about 20 minutes, you keep your eyes shut, and then you just try and fall asleep. But you have to be conscious that you're not moving, and then eventually, if it works, you'll realize that you're asleep, that you can't move. And then that's when it starts going, start hearing things or potentially seeing things.
That's when you kind of, you're between the realms of the conscious and unconscious.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it.
If you remember, you would. Sometimes it's kind of like the whole Inception thing. Like, if you know you're asleep, it's easier to remember your dreams.
Right.
If you have a dream diary or a dream journal, you can sort of remember these sleep paralysis a bit better, because you recognize in your sleep that you're asleep.
Right. You can sometimes, and then some people become lucid and control their dreams.
Yeah, that's how it started. I was just like, I wonder if I can lucid dream. And cause I used to get so fed up of trying to run from something, and then I'm just like running in slow motion, and whatever happens, happens.
At the mercy of the dream.
Yep.
Awesome. Hey, man. Hey, thanks for calling in before your early morning shift.
Hey, and if you're interested in a new read, go check out Succubus on Amazon.
R.T. Graver.
R.T. Graver.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, it's a good Christmas present if you know someone that likes sort of like urban fantasy, a bit of romance.
A little bit of everything.
It's got a little everything for you.
Yeah. And it's got a bit of a, got a little plug for you guys in there, doesn't it?
That's right. Perfect. Wasn't it like, a, was it part like on the radio station or something? Or?
Yeah. It's towards the end of the book. They're driving somewhere and they're listening to a podcast and he sort of has you guys on.
That's awesome, man.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
I'm going to have to get me a copy for Christmas.
Should. All right, brother. Have a great night. Have a great shift at work there.
Peace out.
Bye. Boom. Yeah, I remember that Archie Graves. That came out, when was that?
A couple years ago. I remember it on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Archie Graver.
Yeah, that'll look good next to that magazine we were in. Right? Kind of put them up together, right?
Yeah.
It's cool.
I just, funny story, just ordered my copy right now.
Nice. Of the book? Nice.
Yeah, I got a friend who can, he sends me stuff real quick. Whatever I want.
Succubus, Archie Gravers. Got a nice, Bezos. Nice.
Bezos.
Yeah, personal friend.
Bezos, yeah. I just shoot him a message with what I'm looking for. He's got like this website you can sign up for. It's a buddy of mine. You just click whatever you want.
Ship it right to your house?
He sends it to you.
Believe it or not, he sent me a few of the Christmas presents. I've been doing a lot of Christmas shopping.
Bezos?
Sounds like a pretty nice guy.
He's a great guy to know.
He's solid.
Yeah. He's basically lost since December 1st, basically 6 or 7 packages that have supposed to come to me have been lost, but that's okay.
He's a good guy still.
It's a numbers game.
Yeah.
The yearly average is still up.
All right. We got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey there. My name is Giovanni. Y'all can just call me Gio.
Gio.
Max. From,
what's up, Gio?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Doing well, man. From where, sorry?
I'm originally from California, Los Angeles, but I'm residing in Houston, Texas.
Houston, right on.
Oh,
Texas.
Yeah.
Like to go back.
We love Texas.
So I've been an avid listener for about 3 years now, and I actually have a UFO story that I'd like to share from about 3 years ago.
Perfect.
I used to live in a city called Upland, California, in a place called the Inland Empire. And this was actually by a mountain range by a place called Mount Baldy. And it was around 9 p.m. And I actually stepped outside just kind of relaxed after a long day of work. And I looked up towards the northeastern sky by the mountain, and I see this object that looks like a spinning top, and it starts to turn all green and all red. It was silent, and the object was lighting up. It couldn't have been a drone.
Sorry, you're cutting out there a little bit. Can you go back to where it was green and red? It was changing color or something?
Okay, yeah. So it was like a spinning top almost object. So it was basically turning all green and then all red within a matter of seconds. Mm-hmm. And it was basically flying through the air with no sound. And there's no way it was a drone. That's all I can tell you.
We've seen that changing color UFO before, haven't we? We've seen videos of it at least.
Green and red, I remember that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's, I don't know, since that day I've never seen anything else like it, but that one day I didn't know if it was military, aliens. I mean, leave it up to your imagination. But
well, you said spinning top, right? So like a gimbal. Yeah. Like the gimbal UFO kind of?
Yeah, almost. Uh-huh, exactly.
Was it kind of doing like that gyrating motion, like kind of back and forth, a little bit wobbly?
Yes, actually it was.
Mm. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I've got another podcast to actually share this story where I was actually on, it's called the UFO Chronicles podcast.
Oh yeah, I've listened to a few of those.
Where I've actually told not just that story, but two other encounters that I had with the UAPs.
A different events.
Yep.
Oh, but and in the same area or different areas?
These all happened in California, around the Los Angeles area. but just the different times of it, like throughout my lifetime, pretty much.
So you've seen multiple. Now, in these multiple events, were they similar or were they all different styles of UFOs?
They were all different types. So the first one I saw was like an all red orb.
Like a Charlie Red Star.
Yep, almost like that. And then I've seen another one in 2014 where it was like a delta-shaped object, but it was silent and just gliding through the air at nighttime.
Oh, cool.
No lights. And this last one that I just told you about with the red and green...
The gimbal UFO style.
The gimbal style.
Oh, so you've seen like so the red glowing orb, that's kind of like the Foo Fighter style, the World War II style?
Yeah.
The delta shape, like that's kind of like a swept wing craft, like a triangle craft, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then, yeah, and then the gimbal, that's part of the A-tip reveal that they actually seen this gimbal shape craft that seemed to like distort and had no sound or exhaust and seemed to defy physics.
Absolutely. See, I don't know what to make of all these, but these are just sightings that I've seen, and I just want to come on here and share it briefly. That was it.
No, man, the sightings are almost endless. Everyone, like so many people have seen similar things all around.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
It's nice to get at least your story out there, so then if people in the same area or something have seen it, you know, might be inclined to report it or you know, share their story as well.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I'm just a big fan of the show. I'm pretty sure you guys hear this all the time. You guys are hella hilarious, crack me up when I'm at work.
but that's I gotta the have job. The headphones
because some of your jokes, some people won't get it or appreciate it.
Although, or they might be offended.
It's an acquired taste.
It's acquired taste.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, y'all have a good night, man. Y'all take care. Thank you.
All right,
thank
you for taking my call. Yeah, cheers.
All right, bye.
Boom. That's cool though. Yeah, because we've seen the video of that. There was an actual video which showed like a spinning craft that was changing color.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
I've seen tons and tons, and there's ones where you can't really, you're like, I don't know what this is. And I've seen some with flashing lights where I'm like, based on the movement, I would guess drones, but by his account, like, yeah, the spinning top, that's, you know, it's hard to say.
Gimbal UFO style.
Baby.
Boom, well, I'm just,
hey,
oh, wait for another
whatever
call.
Happened to that little drink here. Dr. Strange donation video I made one time? Do you still have that somewhere?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I only sent it to Zell.
Zell's the Dr. only person Strange?
It was...
Like for the podcast?
I did the... Yeah.
Oh.
It was specifically for Cosmic Channels.
I do remember that. What, that was a long time. Why do we forget about that? Where is that?
Why did you never use it, you son of a bitch?
We did use it when you first had it. This one says Braden. This says Braden sub. What is this? Oh no. It's Braden. Oh, you have a drink. Why isn't this? Let me see if I can put this above.
Oh, I feel like I've seen that.
It's me and I like come in like Doctor Strange and then I'm like, donate here. And I like point and then I Doctor Strange out. It was fucking cool.
Yeah, wait, I have a video.
Yeah, it's awesome because it's me. You should play.
You're the number one theorist.
Why doesn't this work? I see it here and when I view it, there it is. I found it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, you got it? I don't know why that came to my mind, but I sent it to you, then I deleted it.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah.
You got to drag it over more though, so people can see you there.
That's the edge of it.
Yeah, no, it's got to go over a little more because it missed the... So I guess, yeah.
It's too long.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's too long.
Look at that. Yeah, I'm talking
about this. Look at this wizard.
Yeah. Woo. See?
And then the bottle disappears because the green screen.
Yeah. So stupid.
Got the Sorcerer Supreme dork over here.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yep.
Hey, are good stuff. Hey, nobody. Hey, we got nobody on the line. We got nobody on the line.
We got no one on the line.
Well, it sounds like a perfect opportunity to sit here and talk about how the curse is fucking dead.
The curse is gone. Yeah,
the curse is gone. Funny. No, it's gone.
You've said that every other week. It's the curse is gone
because we keep winning.
Is alive and well.
No, buddy,
the curse is dead.
Isn't the curse?
No.
Isn't the curse? You have to win a playoff game.
It's coming, buddy. We've won 5 of 6 games. We just beat the 10-2 Minnesota Vikings.
The 10-2 Minnesota Vikings division. Have bit the dust.
Right? And we beat the fuck out of them.
Beat the fuck out of
them. Are you going to make the playoffs?
Possibly.
We're working our way towards it.
Possibly.
10-7 in a playoff win.
Wow.
It's happening, boys.
But if you want to call, you want to share your story, you've been listening, you're like, you know what?
Yeah, if you want to talk about how the curse is dead, give us a call.
1-833-703-0424. We're ticking. Whatever you want to talk about, you can call in.
We got one.
Tell us your story.
We got one. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, I just wanted to call to listen to Not How the Curse is Dead. So
it's dead, brother. It's fucking dead.
Wait, no, let's hear him out. Why isn't the curse dead?
I don't watch sports, but I was just going to call and give you guys a
chance. Yeah, I agree.
I got brand new lines, brother.
Okay.
Woo!
What's your name? First of all, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Jens from Central Utah.
Jens from Central Utah. Awesome. Ghost story coming up.
Yeah. So I was working as a hospice aide. You guys know like what that is, like end of life care and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was working with this guy, 94, sharp still, but I had to like schedule myself every single time I went in there, like because his schedule was like to the dot down. And I would always walk in there and throw like on a hey, we're gonna do your bed, you know? And then I would grab his feet and go throw him in the dryer so they're warm.
Hey, hold on. Did you just switch a speakerphone or something? You just got way louder.
Yeah, I switched to my headset. Is that okay? Battery?
Yeah, switch back.
Yeah, go
switch
back.
Just back. Yeah.
Better. All right, so I would grab the comforter and everything, throw it in the dryer because he'd always complain about it going cold. And I walked in there and I saw someone sitting down. I was like, "Oh, I'll come back in like 10 minutes," you know. And he's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Oh, I thought someone was there." And he's like, "Can you see him too? He's been there for like 2 hours."
Oh.
I was like,
"Oh no!"
I was like, "Oh what?" So then I was like, "All right, well, I'm gonna go like grab the sheets and then because you know like this guy is sharp." I walked back in, nobody was there. So I asked somebody like, "Hey, is there any visitors come, you know?" They're like, "No, he didn't have any visitors today." So then I walk in there, I'm like, "Hey, Bob, Joe, who is that?" And he's like, "I don't know. He comes every couple of hours and says hi." And I he's like, "I'm just waiting." I'm like, that's all he said, was just waiting. And then he died like 2 weeks later. But I was like, that's like the closest ghost story I've had. But yeah. But weird. The fact when you said you can see him too, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Oh.
That's fucked.
That is fucked.
Time for a new job.
That's tough.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a short stint in that whole hospiceness. But
yeah, no.
But yeah.
I mean, it's a place filled with a lot of death.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen. It's going to attach itself to that.
Yeah. Well, that's what was weird is like, I've never, like, I was like, I'm not like, I'm a believer, but I didn't ever like see anything. So I was like, wait a second. That was creepy. Cause you know,
well, you gotta imagine, right? Like that has not been that patient's room for very long. So maybe that was the previous patient coming to tell him, you know, "Hey, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking
just waiting.
You're in my bed." Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, so, and that like gave me the heebie-jeebies. Like, that was the only room that I was like, yep, that's haunted. And then, like, after that patient died, the call thing would go off randomly and stuff. And
yeah,
it was definitely haunted.
Freaky.
Paranormally activated for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but, all right. Well, I'm going to go play some FPS chess. So, if you guys haven't got that, you can get it.
Terrible at chess.
Have a good night, boys.
You too.
Yeah, right on. Chris is dead. Take it easy.
You can see them too.
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm dead.
Hmm.
Ooh.
I don't think we ever, this is the longest Cosmic Challenge we've ever done.
It is. This is the longest we've had consistent callers on a Cosmic Channels as well as the most amount of female callers we've ever had.
Ever.
Unofficial ladies night.
Unofficial. At least the, yeah. at least let's make at least the first half of the show.
Hashtag ladies night.
I so mean, the, our listen, our demographic listeners are, it's like 80-20 split, male, female. So that's usually what we get on the show. And then every once in a while, you get more. And tonight we had, it was like four or five in a row.
Yeah,
so back, if you go way back to early, the early days of ATT, we made the joke that no females ever listen to the show. Some, some do. There's a couple.
We used to make that joke all the time.
There's a few. Anyways, well, we got time for a few more. If you're around, if you're looking to call in, if not, if no one's calling, we're going to end the show. So now's your chance. We'll give it a couple minutes. We'll shoot the shit a bit. If no one calls, no one calls. If no one's calling the call-in show,
then we should. Then we shut it down.
Simple as that.
Shut it down.
We can't make the content for the show. So it's up to you.
Yeah. This is not even our show. It's your show.
We sit here and drink and listen to crazy stories.
Fuck you. Call us. You're sitting there going like, I got a story. I want to call. But I don't want to call. Call. Yeah. Fuck you. Call us.
Who was the first girl who got disconnected?
Anna. Anna never called back. She went to a different universe.
What the hell?
Anna, call back. Tell us more about DMT.
It's an Earth 616 right now.
when are we?
I was planning that. I am committed to the extravaganza. I'll be in there.
Yeah, you did say
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk more about that after this caller.
It will most likely not be done, but I will be in there. But you were going to say we should plan a D&D. Yes.
Well, I was going to say
we should do a D&D before that. Should do D&D soon.
Next Sunday.
Let's just cancel tomorrow's case file and do D&D instead.
Sorry, Ben.
Sorry,
can't
Ben.
I mean, Ben.
Kick rocks, Ben.
All right, we got a caller.
More Zanfretta, isn't it?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, tomorrow's Zanfretta.
Tomorrow's Zanfretta. The next
Ben Zanfretta.
Depends when you listen. Yeah.
Boys, right, you guys are a weekend here.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up? What's your name? What's up? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Corey from Walla Walla. How you guys doing tonight?
Walla Walla. Woo. Where's Walla Walla?
Bing bang.
Walla Washington. Walla, just a little bit closer than Battleground, actually. We're straight south, southeast Washington.
Oh, cool.
I thought it was in Bing bang.
You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
Walla Walla, Bing bang. Yeah, we're Pacific Northwest Pride, guys. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, so I was waiting for kind of a lull because my story isn't exactly paranormal, UFO, spooky, haunty related, but
that's all right.
I'll tell you why I wanted to share the story. So a couple weeks ago, I was all caught up on all the episodes, whatever you're doing current, and scrolling back through bonus content, and I want to shout out to anyone who's, you know, not on Patreon. The bonus content is legit, well worth the money, and support the boys. So,
legit.
So you guys did a co-conspirators a few years back, I believe. You remember the one? I think there was one or two, and believe it was
more,
just
more than
you,
that.
Zell.
Oh yeah,
Zell and Braden.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Co-conspirators. So, Braid, I think you guys told a story. I'm not sure if Andrew was with you guys, but you're telling a story about a trip to Cancun and you guys running up a bar tab on your all inclusive trip with the bracelet and the hot chick corn shots. Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We got caught.
You got caught with a big bill. And I'm listening to that story and I'm just like tripping out laughing because something almost exactly happened to me. So it was our senior trip. So 2005, summer 05, we went to Puerto Vallarta and it was one of those, it was all inclusive type of resort, but we brought a little, you know, brought a couple $100 and planning to party. The second night we're there, my buddy we'll call him Tank because that's what we call him. He's a tank, and he got a tattoo of a tank on his bicep when we were there in Mexico.
Is his name Frank?
Nice.
No, Nick the Tank. So
Nick the Tank.
Anyone in Portland, you know, they may know the name. So me and Tank, the second night we're there, we kind of broke off from the group we were with, and we asked the cab driver. And so, backstory, I took like 4 years of Spanish in high school and thought I was like going to be super fluent and, you know, translate for the group and, you know, be able to get around. So I'm asking the cab driver in probably very poor Spanish to take us to a nice strip club. And so he drives us kind of up in the hills and up kind of up above the touristy part of Puerto Vallarta to what turned out to be a really nice strip club. So we walk in and we weren't carrying a bunch of cash. We had, you know, we had some money, but me thinking that I know, you know, how to speak Spanish pretty well, I walk in and trying to order drinks, and I'm telling them, bring us the Las Bebidas Moscada. I believe Dan might be able to back me up. I was meant to say the least expensive Las Bebidas Mas Barata. Barata is cheap. Yeah. Caro, expensive. So I mixed up the two and said Mas Caro. Most expensive. So we're living it up. We're buying drinks for strippers. We're going downstairs for lap dances. And they're just bringing over shots, bringing over beers, whatever. We're not paying attention to what it is because I'm like, hey, we're in Mexico. I said, bring us the cheap shit. And so, you know, hour or two later, and they bring us a bill for like $350 or something American. And we look at each other and look at them and like, what the fuck?
Whoops.
What the fuck?
Whoopsies.
What are we doing? We weren't here that long. But it kind of related to the way, you know, they took, in your guys' story, right, Braden, they took you back to the hotel to get the money that you owed them, right?
They held my friends captive and told me to go and get money, or else they were going to have them arrested. So, yeah. So I went by myself.
And the time that Braden went to get money, we escaped, ran away. Braden went back, and then they told him that we were at the police station. So he thinks we're arrested.
And they then proceeded to steal all the money
that I had in my pocket.
You guys pulled a smooth getaway. You guys pulled a smooth getaway, right?
Yeah,
so, I did. So I did. Braden did not.
Right? So what happened to me was, so they took Tank because Tank knew he had some money back at the hotel, but they held me there. The same thing, held me captive, basically. Except, you know, I wasn't at gunpoint or anything. I was sitting in the back of the strip club, so I wasn't spending any money, but I was still hanging out at the strip club while a security guard took Tank in the cab back to the hotel. So they come back about a half hour later, and turns out he didn't have enough cash. So now it's my turn. So they put both of us in the cab, and someone from the club, the bouncer guy, is in the front, and the cab driver's in the back, and we're fucked up, and we're like driving down back towards the touristy area, and I kind of whisper to Tank in the back seat. I say, next stop, Neil, next chance we get, next stop, fucking bail out the side, and we'll run down the street, and we got to get the fuck out of here. Because I didn't know if I was going to be able to get enough money out of the ATM to pay the rest. So, Tank being, you know, a larger fella that wasn't very, you know, nimble on his feet, was just refusing. And so I was trying to make the smooth getaway and kind of bail out the cab when, you know, when it came to a stop somewhere, but he shut it down. So it's kind of like, and then I went to an ATM and I paid him. So it's like, it's kind of an exciting story for a while when I look back on it. But the ending was just like, well, we paid our bill and went home. So, and when we were broke, then we were broke for the next like 3 days.
Yeah. No more fun after that.
Like, shit.
Well, we had some friends buying us drinks for a couple of days and then, you know, got Western Union some cash. But anyway, I just, when you guys were telling that story, I was just like having all this nostalgia. And I actually talked to my friend Tank for the first time in a while last night and just shooting the shit about that trip. But anyway, really appreciate what you guys do. Love the show. So.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Cheers, man.
Have a good night.
Yeah, cheers. Have a great night.
Thanks for the trip down memory lane.
If you're in Mexico, it sounds all inclusive. Gotta be wary. Yeah. Gotta be wary. The chick's super hot.
Very careful.
And she's pouring you shots. Yeah, she's probably gonna charge you. And then she's gonna have four giant bodybuilders come back her up, grab your friend, and threaten to kill them pretty much if they don't pay. So it can happen. We were in Cancun.
Good times.
They're in Puerto Vallarta.
Good times.
Good times. I would kill to go somewhere warm right now, Mexico or.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Amazing.
Oh, man. I'm in the fucking fridge right now.
Yeah. At least it's warmed up a bit. Yeah. It's not super cold outside.
I'm still leaning on this fucking heater. No, I'm leaning on it. It's right here.
Just living on a radiator.
I don't know what I'm going to do when it's minus 20. I'm coming over. I'm coming to the studio.
Yeah, we'll get you in. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll have to.
All right, we got another caller here. Maybe this one, maybe one more. We'll see what happens here. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Hey, doing really well.
Woo!
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Andre again, Massachusetts. I called you guys last week.
Right, yes. What do you got for us this week?
Well, I got a pretty good little story. It's a recent one. It's like a fresh story. But before that, I wanted to say, Dan, I think you should take the Razzar job. I mean, you got this. It'd be good for it. I'm just happy to see that you're finally chilled out and cheered up and shit. And yeah. Nice to see.
Back to regular Dan.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, I got this weird little occurrence. This is fresh. Fresh weirdness. I went deer hunting yesterday.
Uh oh. Another drop call.
Why are the calls
what's
dropping?
What's going on?
Listen, guys,
if you ever needed any incentive to get on fucking Patreon, get on Patreon. They're cutting our fucking phone bill here. They're shutting our service off. We're not paying.
Maybe we didn't pay. Maybe that's the problem here.
Yeah, and they're just shutting us down. Sorry, Andre. Fucking
call
embarrassing.
Back.
Call back.
No one's on the line right now. You can call back. Finish the story.
Quick. Call back quick, though.
Redial. Redial now.
I'm hungry. It's not the right cup.
I don't know why. It's, we've never really had dropped calls before. Sometimes people just get antsy and hang up. Get scared.
Yeah. Well, I still will never forget that one guy who called, started to tell a story, and went, I'm embarrassing myself. If you're listening, call back.
I'd love to hear that story.
I always wanted to know the rest. What he was going to tell us, and you were not embarrassing yourself.
I want that one lady to call back about the one that had the Mein Kampf in her passenger seat. Remember that one? That was wild.
Should we cut that one from the show? Actually,
I don't know why you did. That was wildest story we ever had.
All right, we got to call her. Hello, Cosmic Channels. Hey. Oh, he's back.
You guys still on?
Andre?
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, how you doing?
Let's go, brother.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Drop call there.
We had a snowstorm here. I wonder if it's the signal.
We've had a couple tonight, so it could be, who knows.
Well, maybe.
Anyways, you're back, so it's all good.
Nice. I thought I was fucked up there. I was like, what the hell? Did I just imagine that shit? Anyway, So I'm out in the woods. I'm deer hunting, right? And I'm sitting up in this old... Well, first of all, it was weird. When I first walked down to the place on the trail, I heard this sound. I thought it was like an owl or something. Just this weird, like this weird shriek in the woods coming toward me. Like for every like minute or so, it was like getting closer as I was walking down. I'm like, what the hell? And I figured out it's probably just an owl. But then I get down to the river bottom and I set up my spot. I'm on top of this old like stone dam. It's like broken down from like a couple hundred years ago or something. And I was sitting on top of that. You know, I'm doing my deer sitting, just seeing if I can find one. Got my shotgun and everything, and I swear to God, underneath, it sounded like from inside the dam, it sounded like a boulder, moved, but it was like it was pushed by something. I could feel the rumble. I was like, what the f-? So first I was in kind of shock. I'm like, fuck, is there a bear living inside this thing or something? And then I just kind of sat there for a minute. You get that feeling when you think something weird is going on, right underneath where you're sitting, you just kind of freeze a second. You're like, fuck, what? Got that little suspense and definitely fight or flight kind of thing. And I'm like, as I'm sitting there, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to very quickly get up and walk away from this dam right now. So I got up and I just ran down the length of it real quick down to where it joins the land next to it. And I just turned back and I look and there's nothing. There's nothing there. That's I looked around the side of it. There's nothing inside the dam. And I just I went back there. I mean, I wasn't that spooked, but I was just it was just weirding me out. I was what the fuck? Something was moving a giant, it was definitely some stone moving under where I was sitting, inside the dam. I was just I don't know, paranormal activation. I have no idea. I just thought it was a weird one. And it was a fresh story, so I figured I'd tell you guys.
How big was the dam?
Oh, this is a pretty large. It's it's an old mill dam. It's not a little tiny thing, but it's not some big...
So it's a hydro mega project or something.
But it's almost borderline megalithic work for, old school people that were just farmers and stuff. I mean, they put it in there as a mill. Right. Some of the big stuff are up there, but those rocks are pretty massive. And inside, it's kind of tight packed inside. It was a pretty, pretty sizable when you're considering the size of these stones. Yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think? What's your top theory?
I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can think is if it's not some paranormal thing, is that maybe there was a bear that was somehow living under this thing. I didn't see any animal come out though. It was so weird. So it was just I don't know. I get this feeling it just felt weird. It felt almost there was some sort of force that was right under me, and I was just what the, it just shook me. I stood up. I was physically moved by it. I was what the hell, not it moved me. I mean, I was just I had from having it happen, it moved me to move away from it. Didn't seem natural. The dam wasn't shaking. There was no earthquake, anything like that. It was
just fell off. Felt weird.
Suddenly something moving inside it, and it was definitely rock on rock. It was boom boom, it was kind of boom boom, you could feel the rocks under you just kind of I could, they didn't, the one I was sitting on didn't move, but I could feel that plaque of big heavy weights coming together right under me. I was what the hell.
Some banging and clanging.
Not the most interesting story, but definitely I don't know.
Wow, it's cool. That's it's fresh.
It's creepy, man. Just anytime you're creeping in the woods.
Yeah, I mean, if something's moving boulders, there's got to be some sort of force at work. It could have been just something. This is why I don't think this is the case. I'm telling myself, it was just a boulder shifting. But when you look at this thing, it's packed. I mean, it's the structure's a couple hundred years old, and it's really solidified. I would think anything inside that thing is just pressed really tight to each other.
Right. So it could have just been. Could have been the dam shifting itself, even, maybe.
It's a possibility. I don't know.
Just weird, though. Just a weird sound. Yeah. Not expected.
I just had that. It was kind of one of those things to tell. It was almost I had that feeling in that moment, regardless of what it was. But holy shit. When you get that feeling, it's almost when you know it's a
I know that feeling.
The fear feeling, you don't know what to do. I sat there for a solid minute, thinking about what to do. But then, you know how it goes. It's just kind of whenever you get that feeling, it's almost you want to tell somebody about whatever it was.
Yeah, no, you got to get it out. If it's a fresh story, it's always good to get it out quicker. Awesome, man. Hey, we appreciate you calling back.
I'll let you guys go. Hey, thanks for doing what you do, and keep up the crazy ass work.
Cheers.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you too. Have a good night, guys.
Boom. Mythical damn monster coming to life.
There's nothing worse than being when you're like out in the woods and you hear shit, man. That's the worst.
Being inside an abandoned mine and hearing shit, I think would be worse than.
There's no. You're in the mine.
There's nowhere to run.
No way out.
Run.
Fucked up. We're gonna take one more caller for the night, and I think we're gonna bring him on right now, and then we'll end this marathon, Cosmic Channels. Hello, Cosmic Channels. Hey.
Hello.
Yeah. Same caller?
What's going
on? Hello. Weird. Sound like the same guy. Another one. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Vanessa. I live in central Nebraska.
Nebraska? Ooh. I think this is the first Nebraska caller.
I think that's the first Nebraska
I think so.
Right on. Yeah. What do you got for us tonight?
So, I have a UFO story.
Oh, yeah. You came to the right place.
It's really late for me. And I kind of just opened YouTube and saw you guys were live, and I was like, it's my chance.
No, you're good. No, don't worry about it.
So, this happened about maybe 3-4 years ago. My family, so I have four boys, and we were kind of out camping with my mom and her fiance. My best friend was there, and then all four of my boys were there. So we all witnessed it.
So multiple witnesses, perfect.
Yes. So we were, you know, like we'd been there since before the sunset, and the sun had, you know, it had just gotten completely dark. We're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you could see a couple other people with campfires and stuff going, but so we're kind of just hanging out, getting ready to roast marshmallows, and we look up and I can't like gauge what the distance would have been, but like we're in kind of like south central Nebraska, and my best guess is you could see these lights coming up, not really on the horizon because they looked like they were so far away that you could see them when they were entering the sky, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But we start seeing this steady stream of lights. And as they're going up towards the sky, and some of them are getting close to like what I would imagine hitting space, there's at least 10 or 15 separate lights just going up in this pretty, this pretty steady stream. And then we kind of see them like where they would maybe hit space, like an atmosphere, and they jet off. Like they just zoom in different directions and they disappear.
Different directions too?
Yeah, from what I could tell, they were like zooming in different directions. So in total, I would guess there was at least 20 or 30 of them. And we're all just watching this like, what could this possibly be? And nobody had a guess. The only thing I could guess is like, I don't even know if anywhere does this. So this would have been like, let's see. This would have been west of us. And I was like, could there have been some kind of like major satellite launch? I don't know who in the world would launch 20 or 30 satellites from Nebraska.
Well, I mean,
but I look,
if it's in space, like, and say they did launch Starlink, I mean, if you're in Nebraska, it wouldn't matter. You'd see those all over, but Starlink's going a straight line. They don't like jet off in different directions.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
No, these looked like they hit the atmosphere and like jet off at light speed.
Scattered.
Yeah. It was like, It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's still, to this day, I'm just like, it drives me crazy because I don't know what it was. I Googled the shit out of it, like, the next day to see if there was, if I could find anything about a satellite launch.
Nothing came up?
Nothing came up for that date. Could not find anything.
So what's your gut tell you? What was that?
Personally, I have some crazy theories because I know there's military stuff out that way, East Nebraska. And like, I don't know. I think there were UFOs. Like, I think there were.
Well, there's no doubt they're UFOs, but do you think they are, as you said, maybe military? Or do you think it was some type of ET? Just hype, just guess. Like, what's this? We're just guessing here.
Personally, I think ET.
Personally, ET?
That's what I go to.
It seems so weird.
It just seemed so weird at how fast they went into space in different directions. Like I said, like, it was just like, what even would the purpose be unless there was something slowly going up to the atmosphere and then jetting light speed somewhere else? Like, you know, I know we don't know what military technology can necessarily do at this point, but I don't think we can do that.
No, it's a definite UFO right there. UFO sighting, multiple craft. Awesome. Yeah, that's a cool one. I mean, I'm jealous. Jealous you've seen something cool like that. I'm still waiting for my chance to see something that amazing.
Yeah. I have some other good stories, so I'll have to call back sometime.
Save them for another time.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks for ending off Cosmic Channels for us. We appreciate the call and we appreciate you listening.
Thanks. I love listening to you guys.
Have a good night.
You too.
Ended off on some UFOs, multiple UFOs scattering into the atmosphere or the ET craft. Absolutely.
And then also another round by fucking brought to you by Corey Spencer.
Corey Spencer.
It's the little fucking nightcap for the boys. Appreciate it, brother.
Donating to the live stream. I mean, you're directly supporting and continuing Cosmic Channels because, I mean, Cosmic Channels cost more money than most podcasts. You got to pay for the line. You got to pay for
all running on fumes.
Yeah.
we appreciate all donations, all support.
If you felt so inclined, some of those people that donated Cosmic Channels, you could head to patreon.com/alientheoriespodcast, donate the five bucks of that, and you get hundreds and hundreds of hours of bonus content. So, you know, we thank you for the support, but you can also, head over there and get yourself something for it.
Throw that monthly pledge. We'd appreciate it. All right, that's it for us. That was a nice long, we're only recording one episode in December because of the holidays, and it would have fell right on Christmas, and that just wouldn't have flied. It wouldn't have flued with anyone, all right? So we did a doubler up tonight. Stay tuned for announcements on the extravaganza. It's the annual holiday party. Can't wait. It's going to be coming. Fun. All right. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate all your support.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Cosmic Channels. Be sure to rate and review Cosmic Channels on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast player. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. For more shows by Big Theory Productions, search Big Theory Productions anywhere you get podcasts. Music and mixing by Meteor Sound Studio, meteor-recording.com. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.